Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Ben Golliver of the Washington Post, nice enough to join us here on KNBR, the sports leader. He's joining us on the UMA guest line. Ben was down in L.A. for that afternoon delight. Ben saw Steph go thermonuclear and the Warriors' defense be the tip of the spear. Ben, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing very well. It's my pleasure. Great to be back chatting with you guys.
Yeah, man, and it's great to be talking about Warriors basketball that looks like Warriors basketball. Basketball where they are stomping you out defensively, and that Curry fella is doing remarkable things. They're getting contributions from guys offensively and defensively. They're versatile, hostile, mobile, agile. I like the way this thing is rolling.
No, I hear you, man. It's all the flashbacks, right, to 2015. I mean, they're like number one in scoring, number one in defense, number one in point differential, best record in the NBA, hot out of the gate. I mean, I'm certainly in that mentality of like, wow, you know, we've seen this ride before, and it was pretty fun the first time around, and it really never gets old. But to me, one of the key differences is, you know, about this year's group, Steph Curry's not trying to live in the past. You know, he's not trying to go back to the 2015 version of himself. He's a really improved all-around player. Mm-hmm. You know, Steve Kerr and Draymond were talking about his defensive strength after that game. You know, he had six steals. He's gotten stronger on the ball. I mean, clearly his conditioning is amazing. He's running around all over the court, and that obviously goes into your weight program and the strength program as well. But I look at his discipline. You know, the one thing that used to really bother me about Steph Curry was some of the crazy, unnecessary, flashy passes that would lead to turnovers. And he's just become a chess master when teams try to throw double teams at him or they try to deny him the ball. He knows every counter at this point. I think he makes more disciplined decisions. And so to me, I actually look at this current version of Steph. I think it's the best version ever, to be honest. And, you know, some people might say, well, look at his stats in 2016, the unanimous MVP year. They were kind of better across the board. But what I think gets lost there is the degree of difficulty. All these teams around the league have spent the last 5 years trying to figure out ways to stop him. They've updated their schemes, their personnel. They've tried to get more versatile. They've tried to play the Warrior style and get a little bit faster and more shooting themselves. And yet still nobody can stop this guy, Steph Curry. It's unbelievable. And I think if you took this 2022 version and you put him in a time machine back to 2016, he'd be even more dominant than he was back then.
And to your point, Steph's bigger and stronger now, so what teams were able to do back then, which is to be very physical, to roughhouse, to bump them around, and we know the Clippers tried to do that yesterday. They're always going to try to do that because, well, they're the Clippers, and it's worked. I don't blame them for that. But you can't be physical with him and knock him off his axis. He's bigger. He's stronger. He's ready for that. So I think you're 100% right in terms of the league is looking right now going, oh, so this is a whole different kind of cat, but he's still that dude.
Oh, for sure. Well, he still has all the confidence in the world in the shot. The shot's as finely tuned as it's ever been. And, you know, again, you go back to the degree of difficulty. All of his shots right now are so much harder than they used to be in 2016. They don't have as many centers he could just kind of pull out there on an island and pick on like he used to. Teams don't forget to pick him up in transition like they used to back in 2016. You've got these guys chasing him all around the court.
They're doubling him at half court.
Right, yeah.
They're doubling this man at half court. Come on now.
Yeah, all the top blocking stuff. I mean, that wasn't a thing nearly as much as it is, right now. And so I think I give him all the credit in the world because you see some other star players right now. If you look at the distance traveled measurements that they have, you know, the tracking software and the speed tracking software, guys like LeBron, James Harden, both those guys do not fare very well right now. They've taken the opposite approach. They've said, hey, look, as we're getting deeper into our 30s, we have to conserve energy. We have to try to make sure we, pick and choose our spots to really impact the game. And Steph's going completely the other way with it. He's like, look, I'm going to run around all day long. I'm going to tire out your defense. I'm going to see if you can keep up with me. And look at what happened on Sunday down the stretch. You know, he gets that technical foul, the no call. He's so frustrated about, and he just completely zooms by everybody. I mean, 3 3-pointers in 75 seconds and puts that game on ice with a couple minutes left. And the Clippers just had no answer for him because he was the last man standing. He was the most fit guy on the court. Yep. And I think it's interesting, you know, that 2016 finals, there were some signs of fatigue late in that series, right? I mean, a silly turnover game seven, maybe doesn't get the best shot that you would want against Kevin Love in isolation there. And then, of course, Cleveland winning those three straight games. I'm telling you, if you have this current version of Curry, the stronger version, the better endurance version, the smarter version, the more mature version, I think you win that series.
Yeah, no, that's a hell of a point.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
I mean, he's definitely stronger. I think you can definitely make an argument that the arrow is still pointing up, that we're not seeing regression from Steph. We're seeing his game get better because he's, as you said, stronger, smarter. And I think there's one other factor is that now, I mean, the two-man game that he plays with Green is just, they are so in lockstep that it there's a speed to it that also is a defenses really struggle with. And it's not just with Green. Toscano Anderson plays off of Steph exceptionally well. Damian Lee and Steph are related through marriage. Those guys play seamlessly off each other. Iguodala plays seamlessly off of Steph. You know, I just think that overall, you got a bunch of guys who play really well off of Steph Curry. To me, I have no concerns that the Warriors are going to be a title contender. I thought they were a 50-win team. They may be closer to a 60-win team or better than that. But what do you think, what questions, I guess, do you have about, you know, having Klay Thompson rejoin the mix, having James Wiseman, who last year got to play one way. This year they kind of want him to play differently. How do you think he's going to blend in when we eventually see it?
Well, first of all, you're describing this family barbecue type atmosphere. Everybody plays so well off Steph, and then you throw Klay back into that mix. I mean, Klay can play with Steph sure. With his eyes closed. You know, we saw that for years and years, and so I do think that's going to take it up to another level. I think on the Wiseman point, this is setting up ideally. You know, last year they faced real pressure internally and externally to make sure he got lots of minutes, lots of touches, that he was a featured player because it was somewhat of a lost season. And he's a rookie. You draft him high. You know, you have to make sure, you know, his development is a key priority. You don't have to do that this year at all. I mean, when you're 18-2, you can just stick to your formula, ride that thing as far as it goes. Mm-hmm. And to me, I did not come into this season picking Golden State as, title favorites. I think if they get, you know, good to close to perfect health from Steph and Draymond Green, I think they're going to win the title this year because of what I see around the NBA. It's a lot of parity in terms of the talent level, partly because the Lakers screwed up their big three and Westbrook just does not fit, partly because Kyrie Irving just decided to check out from the league, you know, for this entire season. And when I'm saying, okay, everybody has similar talent, it comes down to who has the best chemistry. And like you said, Draymond and Steph are unbelievable in tandem. Klay's going to be right there with him, and all the other pieces fit, and they're just in an incredibly good mood. You know, you could just feel it. It feels like the traveling circus days of old. And so that's why I say the only team that's close from a chemistry standpoint to Golden State right now is Phoenix, who I know they play tomorrow night, and Milwaukee has excellent chemistry too. But to me, those teams are kind of in a tier by themselves, just because of how well they play together. And I came into the season picking Brooklyn. I just haven't been as impressed with, you know, their ability to kind of pull through the Kyrie situation and then how well those star players over there make each other better.
Not only are the Warriors winning all these games, they're covering the spread every night. It's an amazing thing. And as far as
you're making money, that's what it sounds
yeah,
like.
And as far as chemistry goes, I don't know about the Bucks' chemistry in the future. They signed DeMarcus Cousins today. All right, let me jump though, because we have Ben Golliver on the UMA guest line, and I was really excited when I saw you on the guest list today. Our producer is doing a bang up job because you cover the entire league for the Washington Post and are one of my favorites. Frank Vogel is feeling the pressure in L.A. They got beat by the Kings the other night. Marvin Bagley decided he wanted to play for the first time in 2 years. And Vogel is feeling the heat. And I'm just kind of wondering, I thought this thing was doomed for failure. I bet the under on the Lakers at the beginning of the year because I didn't like that mix. And I don't like any team that adds nine new players to a 12-man room. So to me, to blame Vogel is just so wrong on so many levels. But is he going to get the axe eventually? Is he going to feel the brunt of their disappointing slow start?
Well, for sure, the chirping has picked up around that point in Los Angeles. Now, they were able to kind of put away the Pistons, but, you know, they had to work pretty hard for that game in the first 2.5 quarters. I mean, Detroit fell apart in the third quarter like young teams sometimes do. But, you know, there's no easy wins right now for the Lakers, and that's a problem when you've got LeBron, Anthony Davis, and, you know, supposed third star Russell Westbrook. I go back to these summer decisions, though, and I say, look, put yourself in Frank Vogel's shoes. How would you feel about bringing in a Russell Westbrook for his fourth team in 4 years? How would you feel about an Alex Caruso, very important defensive cog, and you're a defensive coach? How would you feel about that guy just walking out the door for absolutely nothing? How would you feel about trading two guys who were on the title team playing huge minutes in the bubble in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Kyle Kuzma in the Westbrook trade? How would you feel about kind of piecing together this rotation with a whole bunch of one-dimensional scorers, guys like Kendrick Nunn and Malik Monk and even Carmelo Anthony? None of these guys are defensive players. Vogel's whole thing was, we want to be big, physical, beat you up, and then, do what we can and ride LeBron on offense. That was sort of the championship formula, right? Well, they got rid of Frank Vogel's vision of the Lakers over the summer. And so at some point, of course, the natural conversation is going to be, well, when are they going to get rid of Frank Vogel if it doesn't work out? And my heart goes out to him because I thought he did a really nice job during that title season, pulling things back together in the bubble. They were really, really good down there in Disney World and a fun team to watch with great chemistry and everything else. And just right now, it's a mess. I mean, it's just not a fun experience for anyone involved. You're hearing so much grumbling from the players. Nobody really seems all that happy about it. And I'll tell you this, a coaching change is not going to fix those problems.
I think it's great. And, they should really hold the person accountable that that put that team together. But, of course, they're never going to fire LeBron James, so it's a moot point. Phoenix, and understanding that these two games coming up here between the Warriors and the Suns, they're regular season games, so we got to keep it within that context. And the NBA regular season, especially before Christmas, stakes are pretty damn low. But I'm expecting this to be a spirited affair, not only because you're talking about two of the best teams in the league, and maybe I'm reading into this, so this is where I lean on you, Ben. I would think that the Warriors would like to show the Suns a little something-something, and I would think the Suns, especially because Chris Paul has no love for Steph and the Warriors, not that there's anything acrimonious, but we are talking about Chris Paul here, who's always looking for an edge, but I would expect for the Suns to say, yeah, we know you guys are better, and we respect that, but we went to the finals last year, and we won 16 games in a row. I think these are going to go, not crazy, but they're going to go beyond two normal run-of-the-mill regular season games.
Well, I'm hoping from excellent basketball, because both these organizations are all about basketball. They're not necessarily about making headlines and talking a lot of talk. I mean, you look at the leadership personalities involved, Monty Williams, Steve Kerr, Chris Paul, Steph Curry. I mean, they're all just basketball lifer addicts. You know what I mean? Guys who just care about the sport. And so that always makes it fun. And you can extend that to Draymond Green and Devin Booker, two Olympic gold medalists from Tokyo. I was there in Tokyo. Wasn't a great, fun experience, I'll tell you that. Lots of rules about what life was like. And yet those guys went over there and came home with gold and were able to overcome some stumbles along the way. So that's what I love about these two organizations. But I want you guys to kind of picture this. I mean, look ahead into the crystal ball. Can you imagine if Steph Curry kind of gets like his Godfather settle all score moments during this year's postseason run? I mean, he might get LeBron and the Lakers in the first round. That's possible. He could potentially get Chris Paul, the longtime point guard nemesis in that Western Conference final showdown. And then maybe he gets Kevin Durant, former teammate, former superstar co-host in the NBA finals. I mean, can you imagine a situation where Steph Curry goes through all those guys to win a title? and what that could possibly do for his legacy. It's crazy to think about. But at the same time, I don't think that's a crazy scenario. It could easily play out that way, where those are the steps that the Warriors have to take to get back into the NBA Finals and try to win Steph's fourth title. So I think this is going to be a little bit, to me, potentially a Western Conference Finals preview, because both these teams are loaded, offense and defense. They know exactly what they want to do. They're disciplined. They're very high basketball IQ teams. And to give credit to the Suns for not breaking under the pressure of their early season investigation, right? All that off-court stuff could pull you apart. But what we've seen for them is really brought them together. I mean, they just said, it's us versus the world, block it out. And they've gone forward and basically haven't lost since that thing came out.
Ben, you got the plum assignment, my man, following the Warriors around. You were down in L.A. at Staples yesterday to see that Steph explosion. You're going to catch these couple of games against the Warriors and the Suns. It seems like things are getting back to normal in the NBA, and that's pretty cool, my man. Glad you're back following this Warrior circus that's giving you something good to write about.
Oh, for sure. And just, final thought here. I mean, there's a lot of people saying, I flew 30,000 miles to come see Steph Curry. I came from the Philippines to come see Steph Curry in Los Angeles. That's the 2014, 15, 16 years that we remember, right?
No doubt. Always appreciate the time, Ben, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you sooner rather than later down the road.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
Thanks, Ben. Well. Appreciate it,
Ben.
Ben
Golliver of the Washington Post, and also check out his podcast or his latest post-up weekly newsletter and his book, Inside the NBA's Fight to Save a Season, Bubble Ball. Man, that seems like a long time ago, and thankfully it is in the rearview mirror and getting smaller.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.